Quiet Disruptors, Creating Change Without Shouting. Written and read by me, Sue Hetherington. Chapter 10, Creative Encounters. Creativity takes courage. Henri Matisse. Henri Matisse was an artist and rebel with a reputation for propelling the art world from Impressionism and Post-Impressionism to modernity. He understood courage and creativity. Not only can quiet disruptors creatively help us uncover new solutions, they also help us encounter the world around us from a different perspective. This is where creativity and creative expression helps us to see, hear, and experience things beyond our usual frame and causes us to shift and take action. This disruption either pulls us towards change by enabling us to encounter the familiar differently through offering us fresh sight, or it pushes us towards change by giving voice to others so that we can hear them, disturbing our sense of normality. Fresh sight. The power of the visual is enormous. Think about the iconic images that have changed our perception of the world around us. The young girl fleeing napalm bombing in Vietnam. The first ever image of the whole Earth taken from the moon orbit. The euphoria of the Berlin Wall being breached. Or the power of David Attenborough's Blue Planet documentary, graphically demonstrating the effect of our discarded plastic waste on the oceans, and his 2020 film, A Life on Our Planet. These shift our sense of where we are, who we are, and what we might become. The street artist known as Banksy is probably the most visible quiet disruptor in this space currently. He is known for his extraordinary images and how he chooses to display them. As an artist, he is intentionally invisible and amplifies that paradox with calculated irony to make his point. His walled-off hotel, say it quickly and you'll get it, in the Palestinian West Bank in Bethlehem, is probably his most immersive work. It invites people into an art-filled, exquisitely crafted environment. Here, perceptions of the way things are nudged to make way for a more open, inclusive understanding of reality, fed by experience and exposure, not dogma. Others lend us their eyes, ears, and voices to encounter the world in a new way. For example, music or songs that have drawn us into an environment of courage and hope. Or the cartoons who enabled us to have a fresh take, often at multiple levels. People like Bill Watterson with Calvin and Hobbes, or Scott Adams and Dilbert. These simple drawings enable us to laugh at ourselves and have more honest conversations in a less threatening way. Currently, I'm enjoying the Gaping Void blog, cartoons and comment as a dose of reality. These opportunities for fresh sight speak without words and become part of us almost without noticing, powerfully permeating our perspective because they start by seeing things differently. New art. One of the characteristics of the emerging expressions is the merging of media. Not only do the astonishing advances in technology open up greater creative expressions, but artists are questioning more. This is fertile ground for thoughtful creatives because they have both a creative imagination and the tools to push boundaries. An example of this is the work of Alexis Mead. At the point of deciding what to do after graduation, Alexa took the extraordinary step of radically pursuing her creative curiosity when a bright future in public policy making would have been hers for the taking. Her fascination with shadows led to her highly creative and experimental art installations. imagining 3D as 2D, people as paintings, she started experimenting with painting herself. As she says at the end of her 2016 TED Talk, "You can find the strange in the familiar as long as you are willing to look beyond what's already been brought to light, that you can see what's below the surface, including the shadows, and recognise that there can be more than meets the eye." Alexa Mead. Leslie Holt is a different kind of artist. Identifying with quiet disruption, she uses her fine art training and blends painting with other media, including embroidery. For example, her Neuro Blooms project, making mental health conditions visible and beautiful. Did you know that many common mental health conditions have distinctive brain patterns when seen through PET scanning? In bringing these differences to light through her work, Leslie not only gives expression to things not usually seen, but also gives voice to those suffering in this way. Her series of enamel pins, developed in collaboration with Shiny Apple Studio, has prompted the start of many brave conversations. Neuro Blooms has been popular, particularly among young adults, the age at which mental illness often begins. And there are many more visual artists, filmmakers, photographers, who are making emotional connections in their work and quietly disrupting our view of how the world is. Creative activism. Quiet disruption is also expressed through a different kind of activism, one that doesn't rely on aggressive volume or numbers, but instead creatively connects with those whose opinions they want to change, person to person, instead of crowd to title. Sarah Corbett has extensive experience as a professional activist in the traditional sense, including with international charities such as Oxfam. However, she started exploring a different way, using creativity to make the public aware of the struggles people are still going through. In 2009, Sarah formed the Craftism Collective as a social enterprise to engage people in social justice issues in a quiet, non-confrontational manner involving pretty handcrafted gestures of defiance. One of her early campaigns in 2016 was making individual, beautifully gift-wrapped, embroidered handkerchiefs for each member of the Marks & Spencer's PLC board to advocate for their being early adopters of the National Living Wage in the UK. The chair of the board acknowledged that the effect was more profound than any large-scale demonstration would have achieved and resulted in a sea change in policy for the retailer, impacting thousands of low-paid workers. Who could have imagined the impact of simple needlework? Yet this has enabled many people to find their voice and express their convictions. The act of crafting a gift or banner requires thoughtful presence. It isn't a hurried act or mass-produced. As a result, a different emotional connection is forged. In many instances, this has enabled a shift from confrontation to a level of collaboration and honest conversation, with extraordinary results. This is the courage to speak softly and creatively about things that matter and change the conversation. Chapter 11. Words that explode. We're going through such a tumultuous shift that we do need a new language. The words that we've used are tired and stale. They trap us in what was. However, this new language starts with a groan, a yearning that doesn't immediately have expression. It feels alien and at times overwhelming, and in our fear, we're tempted to turn away, but we do need to resist. At these times, Those who sit with this anguish long enough to shape it into words are our travelling companions. These are the new changemakers. Let's welcome them. Finally comes the poet. I was captivated by this beautiful Walt Whitman line in Leaves of Grass when I first came across it years ago as a book title. I appreciated the book, but the phrase endured. What is it about poetry that gets under our skin? That moves us to open up, to step outside and beyond ourselves in a way that surprises us? Perhaps it's the gaps between the words, the space for our imagination and motivation, the way the poet doesn't attempt to nail it all down precisely, allowing the words to breathe in a rhythm that disturbs our internal clock, and metaphors that explode our sight. Poems challenge the narrowness of our rationality and invite us to enter into experience rather than knowledge. They touch emotions that we may have long closed down and remind us what it is to be human, reconnecting us to ourselves and others. Much of our timeless great literature across all cultures is poetic in nature. Poems and metaphors transcend. So it's not surprising that those who want to stimulate change often look beyond convincing arguments or loud noise. "I have a dream," was one of the most potent phrases of the 20th century. Today, we're in the midst of an explosion of poetry. Have you noticed? Creative citizenship. Roger Robinson, who won the 2019 T.S. Eliot Poetry Prize, coined the phrase creative citizenship to express the invitation that poetry can offer. He was introduced to the idea of creative citizenships by Professor Henry Mayencha and made the idea central to his art practice. This way to engage with things that are human and give voice to our connectedness, our mutual obligation to see and name. His poetry cuts through the defensives we have erected to protect our view of the world, not through violence, but by creating a bridge that we allow ourselves to cross, because it connects with our humanity and gives us hope in our vulnerability, sometimes by laughing at ourselves. And through it, we hear the other voice. Roger's work using poetry has enabled powerful community-wide conversations, including about the Grenfell Tower disaster in London and the Windrush scandal in the UK. And he is not alone. Across every continent, thoughtfully creative writers are giving voice to the injustice, inequity, environmental destruction, and other issues that call for us to stand up as citizens of the world, expressing things that are difficult to grapple with unless we have a different language. It's time to hear them and enter the conversation. Speaking up differently. The voice of the poet is also starting to be heard in the heart of our organisations. Poets like Parker Palmer and David White speak to the essence of what we're doing together, creating space to explore meaning, connections, and leadership through an entirely different lens. Especially in our ambiguous, complex, and interconnected world, we need a different language for sense-making. Logical dialogue is too tight and tidy. Poetry and metaphor help us discuss what is really happening beneath the transient noise and old solutions. Its value is evidenced in well-known businesses and consulting organisations who are now using poetry in their leadership and organisational development work. And then there's Gideon Hugh. Gideon is a young poet who also works for Tear Fund, a UK humanitarian charity. In a sector living daily in extremes of human suffering, where words have been used as battering rams on our emotions, and we're fatigued in the hearing, his poetry takes us on a new path. not skirting the challenges. His poetry draws us in, graciously and powerfully, and enables us to be fellow travellers with fresh eyes. Storytelling. Along with poetry, including the dramatic rise of spoken word poetry, storytelling is emerging as a cultural form of this age. It also offers a powerful means of sense-making, both of who we are as individuals and communities and our wider world. Stories invite us into a narrative where we can see ourselves. It connects our emotions and experience, not just our minds. Because amid dislocation, people want to belong. For quiet disruptors, storytelling provides a persona to inhabit and a medium to use that enables them to be heard in a noisy world more familiar with shouting. Because when people participate in a story, they know they're entering a new landscape that invites a different kind of attention. Beginnings, middles, and endings are expected, and therefore the sense of time and immediate judgment are often suspended. We're waiting for the conclusion and get immersed in a different world along the way. Storytellers are speaking to us and speaking on our behalf. They allow us to explore unfamiliar territory in a familiar way, and in doing so, creatively open our eyes. Led by Prue Thimbleby, the first two International Storytelling for Health conferences were held in Wales in 2017 and 2019. Exploring this powerful medium for sense-making for both patients and clinicians cut through established assumptions about what is needed from childbirth through to death and dying. The impact has been astonishing and liberating, and people are feeling heard. Thank you for listening to Quiet Disruptors. I hope it's inspired, encouraged, and even provoked you to become the change you want to see. If it has, then great. Please share it, buy the book, or post a review. It all helps. So, until we meet again, go gently and speak softly about the things that matter, because the world is waiting for you.